Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Will it make a difference? After nearly 2 years of stalled contract negotiations, the Boston Teachers Union and school officials today will ask for a state mediator to help them break the impasse. The main sticking points continue to be salary increases, teacher evaluations, and compensation for a longer school day. For more on the contract dispute, we're joined this morning by Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Superintendent, what factors led you to finally make the decision that you needed a mediator, and why didn't you do this earlier?
Well, this is not a step we'd like to take, but we know that the Boston Teachers Union has been working for us for 21 months. And I think that the only way we believe we can get to any kind of reform is just they want additional dollars. The Boston Public Schools has already offered $32.6 million for salary increases. We have one of the shortest days in the Commonwealth, and we have very competitive salaries, among the highest in the Commonwealth. Our students are making progress, but there's still significant gaps in achievement between some of our students, and we know they need additional time and they need additional support. We believe that these reforms, new teacher evaluation process, a longer school day, as well as having principals have the flexibility to choose their team, these are really important reforms that we believe we need to have in order to see the substantial increase in performance.
Let me interrupt you there and ask you a specific on one of the things you mentioned there. Should teachers be compensated additionally for working a longer day? If the school day is lengthened by 30 minutes, should they get additional compensation?
Well, we believe that a lot of other districts are already getting a longer school day and paying less. We certainly are willing to have a discussion about time, but we can't have a discussion where people are asking us to spend $116 million. We've made significant investments in early childhood and increasing arts programs and physical education programs for students, the kinds of advanced placement courses that will prepare students for college. In order to pay those kinds of increases for time, we would have to cut back on all the investments that we've made to improve academic performance, and that's just not acceptable.
I want to ask you something specific about what the Teachers Union President Richard Stuttman had to say. He says about you that you've only attended one negotiating session and says that your absence contributed to the contract talk impasse. Here's specifically what he had to say. Here's a soundbite of Richard Stuttman.
Mediators are trained to draw out both parties, and we hope that they can get her to come to the table.
How do you respond to that?
Well, let me just say this. I meet with the president of the teachers' union every single month for a couple of hours, and we go through many, many issues. I think it's disingenuous to imply that the outcome would be different because it doesn't explain why the union has not been willing to reconsider their financial package. And so I think that if, in fact, they're very serious, they would have come to a different set of recommendations at the table through these 21 months.
I want to ask you a question about the mediation process. Have 21 months of stalled contract talks created too much rancor and resentment for the mediator to even help? And I ask because the mediator is only going to have limited power, can only make recommendations, is not going to impose a settlement on either side. So are you optimistic or not that a mediator will actually be able to help you resolve this?
Well, I think that the mediator will see that our offer on the table of 32.6 compared to their $116 million, that there's a great distance between those two numbers without a lot of reform. And I think that hopefully they will help us reach some kind of middle space where there is a more reasonable proposal on the table with the kind of reforms, again, that benefit students. Our work has to be about improving the academic performance and the school quality for all the children in Boston, and that has to be our primary goal.
Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.